This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking NFL news over the last couple of minutes. It was rumored to happen. Now it is official, as Adam Schefter tweets out or posts on X, that DeAndre Hopkins is indeed going to the Kansas City Chiefs. So if DeAndre Hopkins has anything left in that tank, he will use it in that offense. And this could be, for a 6-0 team, just another coup for that regime there. And I think this is a great move for them. And it, honestly, even if it blows up in their face, it's not going to hurt the team that much. This is a low-risk, very high-reward move. And when you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you've built up the equity that you have, if players are going to want to go there and play with Patrick Mahomes. So they're in a great position to just get better. And, of course, as we know, they're undefeated.
Let me tell you that the happiest guy in the world today is DeAndre Hopkins. He gets out of this disaster of a team. The Titans are going nowhere. They're cooked. And I normally wouldn't say that about a lot of teams, and there are a couple teams that I haven't said that about. In my last Sports Minute, I talked about how the Dolphins are getting Tua back. The Jets could go on a run. I know it doesn't seem like that, but they can. And then, of course, you have the Bengals, who can turn their season around, who have a tough game this week against the Eagles. And we saw the Eagles up close and personal. They're not going to be easy to deal with because of the size of their defensive line and just how impactful they are. But I will say this. For the Chiefs right now, this is exactly what they needed. They needed a game-breaking wide receiver. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes will get him involved early and often, and he's going to be the speed guy that they've been missing.
Yeah, so you've got big wide receivers on the move. Devontae Adams to the Jets, DeAndre Hopkins to the Kansas City Chiefs. And we will see. I mean, you know the Chiefs are going to be there. You know they're going to be at least in the AFC Championship game. I mean, they may win three in a row. I mean, it's just...
Look, there are probably about six teams right now that are totally cooked. And those are the teams that you got to look at. You got to look at the salaries. You got to look at the contract situations. Like Max Crosby has a very similar contract to that of Devontae Adams, where the Raiders can get out of it if they want.
Yeah, that's a guy, though, man. Like, I understand the Devontae Adams thing, and he had to go, and just they're in a rebuild. But, like, Max Crosby's one of those guys that is just the heart and soul of that team. I mean, he's such a Raider. He's the identity. I mean, if you're going to build around a player on that defense, it has to be him. I
got
to
believe that this team's going to have a new coaching staff. Telesco is their GM, who came from the Chargers, who had been there for many, many years. And, you know, what he wants to do is he wants to rebuild this team with a quarterback, and he's going to want to rebuild it with a coaching staff, and he's going to want to rebuild it with draft picks. And, you know, he's not beholden to anybody on that staff there. And if Mark Davis allows him autonomy, which he should allow him, I think that there will be more trades made. And I would think that he would be at the top of the list for a lot of teams out there to go and get. I mean, like I was saying, Detroit, who had a great game against Minnesota this week, and they blitzed more this week than they had all year long. And, you know, Aaron Glenn, the former New York Jet, is the defense coordinator there. But the reason that they blitzed is because they knew they were playing against Sam Darnold. They knew they were playing against a really good passing team. And they also knew that they were missing Aiden Hutchinson. So they had to tailor their defensive game plan to get pressure on Sam Darnold. And it worked. And by the way, there isn't a quarterback in the league right now. Well, the two quarterbacks that are playing the best are Lamar Jackson and Jared Goff. Different ways, but Jared Goff is... had an 85% completion percentage, I think, or 83% completion percentage over the last four games. That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, his story is one of the better stories in the NFL right now. I mean, this was a guy who was left for dead, essentially. I mean, it was the way that the Lions-Rams trade was perceived at the time was that the Lions were in a mode where they were resetting their organization. Matthew Stafford wasn't going to be there any longer. They were going to try to help him out and put him in a spot where he could win a championship. And they were going to bring in Jared Goff and then see how it went and then probably draft a quarterback. And then Jared Goff would be in the quarterback blender for the rest of his life.
And Jared Goff did not get off to a good start, by the way, that first year with Dan Campbell and everybody. It did not go over all that well. But then all of a sudden they caught a little bit of fire late in the season and they had some great draft picks.
Yeah. And, you know, this Ben Johnson is one of the best coordinators in football. Now, they're going to lose him at the end of this year. There's no way this guy's not getting a job during this hiring cycle.
But I'll tell you one thing. He turned down job opportunities last year because he felt like he had unfinished business in Detroit. So they look like they are one of the top four teams in the league. So maybe he made the right decision. But wherever he goes, he's not just going to take a job. He's going to only take a job if there's a legitimate quarterback there or a team that's going to be able to draft a quarterback if there is one worthy of a top five draft pick.
Yeah. And who knows? You never know with some of these coordinators. I mean, he's a young guy. We thought Rob Saleh was a great coordinator. He's going to come in and be, you know, that demanding head coach and be a presence. And he was the exact opposite of that. So you really never know with some of these coordinators. But the young, bright offensive mind is always going to be on the top of the list for owners to hire in the NFL these days.
You say that about Rob Saleh, but not one player has said one bad thing about him as a head coach. As a matter of fact, all the players have said nothing but good things about Rob Saleh and how badly they felt that he did get fired.
Yeah, but my point was that he was a fiery defensive coordinator that was supposed to come over here and have that fire on the sidelines and have an identity for his team that was going to be, you know, rough and tumble and everything. And basically, he just stood on the sidelines with his arms crossed all the time.
I'll tell you what, I wish I was a fly in that plane coming back from London. I mean, and get the real honest truth of what transpired to lead Woody to fire him. I mean, they were tight in three games, and it was really the offense, not so much the defense, but the offense that was not coming through at the end of games and had these major lulls in the second half.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I understand the head coach is the guy that runs the entire team. And I'm not totally against it, but I also thought that you'd get a little bit of a bump and a jump out of this thing.
Well, you said you thought Woody did the right thing.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And but the performance, you know, with Todd Downing's been good for Breece Hall, but they just have not been able to sustain anything in the second half.
And the defense has been worse since Saul left or got fired.
Yes, you're right.
So, I mean, than that,
especially last week. But you know. The Jets were up last week, and Aaron Rodgers throws an interception, and the whole thing collapsed. You know, a lot of times coaches will tell you there are like 6 to 7 plays in a game that will determine the outcome of the game. That's how simplistic they make it when they go back and they look at the tape and they evaluate the way things go. And we could probably say it was the Saquon Barkley getting around the corner and running down the sideline against the Giants where all of a sudden the game opened up.
Yeah, I mean, it was a brutal football game up to that point. Nobody could do anything. It was a million sacks.
And then all of a sudden that play happened, mm-hmm. and it felt like the Eagles got their momentum going. So that would be one of those 6 or 7 plays in that particular game that turned that game around. That interception, the first interception in Pittsburgh, I think completely flipped the momentum.
Yeah, I mean, and you're up 15-6 in that situation, and you're thinking the Steelers' offense has been brutal. At that point, Russell Wilson looked terrible at that point in the game, and you're thinking, all right, here it is. You get to 3-4, get the Patriots 4-4. And you just, what was it, 31 unanswered points?
Yeah, Russell Wilson, at the beginning of that game, looked like a guy who hadn't played football for a year.
Yeah, which he was, you know? I mean, essentially, right?
Yeah.
But it's just shocking to see. And, you know, it's really the worst, I think probably the worst part of that game was how they were getting gashed in the run game as the game wore on. I mean, with the Najee Harris, every time they gave him the ball, he's just, boom, he's pounding through people.
Would you want to tackle him?
Well, obviously not.
But I mean, Deontay Banks didn't want to tackle Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I don't. Of course, I don't want to tackle any of those guys, but the guys who are getting paid to tackle him that are NFL football players, they're supposed to be on a good defense. Well, they're supposed to do that.
Especially when the players feel like the game is out of reach and they know in their heart that they can't win. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to tackle that guy. And, you know, really it's up to Jeff Ulbrich, who, by all accounts, is a fiery defense coordinator. We saw that in Hard Knocks 2 years ago. And I would like to think that, you know, he still has that gravitas with his players and that he can go in there and he can call out players and tell them this particular type of effort is not only uninspiring, it's also unacceptable.
Now, you're bullish still on the Jets' chances to get back into it. What record at the bye week would you say, all right, it's not happening?
I would say anything less than 5 wins.
Okay. So if they win 3 out of the 4, they'd be 5-6. If they win all 4, they'd be 6-5.
Right. So anything
so if they four, split.
Four losses or less,
then they may go on a run.
I mean 4 wins or less.
Okay.
I think they can't. They gotta get to either 5-6 or 6-5 by the bye. So and I could see that being 6-5.
4-7, you're out on it.
I think at that point it's going to be too much.
Okay.
I think that's fair. I mean, I even think.
And by the way, they have the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are going to have Tua. So if you have played the Dolphins the last 3 weeks, things would be great.
Cakewalk.
You'd go in there and kick them. You'd go in there
like
and kick
the Yankees to the World Series.
If you want to keep belaboring that point, yeah, sure.
Cakewalk.
But now all of a sudden the Dolphins will be a different team with Tua under center, assuming that he makes it to week 14 and week 18.
Man, I mean,
actually, you know, that last game between the Jets and the Dolphins at home at the Meadowlands could be for a wild card spot.
It could be. Or maybe the Jets are just dead and they lose to the Patriots and it's all over. There's a better chance, in my opinion, that game means nothing than actually means something.
It could mean something for one of the teams,
yeah.
Maybe not for both of the teams.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
there are teams that, you know, this happens every year, where they are awful in the first 6 weeks of the season, and then the final 6 weeks of the season, they turn it on and they go on a run. We've seen this a million times. So it's going to be one of these teams, whether it be the Dolphins, the Jets, the Bengals, and the AFC. And the NFC, you know, I still think the 49ers can still win their division. They're still very much in it. They're just going through a phase where they are losing a lot of players. So DeAndre Hopkins to the 49ers would have been great because they're going to need a wide receiver now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.